Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show. Conformity is the killer of the INFP spirit. Here's how you can reclaim your power in three steps. What's up, legend? It's Sherman here from Geek Psychology, where I help people like you, INFPs, and friends of INFPs understand themselves better so that they can be happy, so that they can live a life of meaning and purpose and get over a lot of the obstacles that come with our personality types. So when we're talking about reclaiming your power and living into your INFP spirit, it's important to know that INFPs are like magical beings. I've talked to so many INFPs now through coaching sessions, through strategy calls in the INFP Discord, and it's amazing the goals that we have, the dreams that we have. But what happens a lot of times is that we get stuck. We get overwhelmed. Maybe there's too much going on, or the goal is too big, or the environment isn't supporting our natural strengths. And we kind of slowly peter out. We kind of slowly give up. We retreat, we escape into movies and fiction and Netflix and our art. And that's going to naturally happen for us because we love fantasy, not just the fantasy genre, but we love putting ourselves into different contexts and imagining what life could be like in different situations. So that feels kind of good and soothing. But what happens is that we get stuck there. And we start to become complacent, overly comfortable in this uncomfortable situation. And that's not good. That's not what the world needs from INFPs. The world needs us to be the reluctant hero and take the steps out there and make a change in the world. Is it easy? Of course not. Easier said than done, I hear all the time. And everything is easier said than done. So I don't know what to tell you about that. But let's talk about the three different facets, learnings that I've come by in my life that have helped me reclaim my power and my spirit and my passion, my motivation for life and for projects that I'm intrigued by and interested in, like geek psychology. So first is boundary setting. Know that boundary setting protects your energy and your creativity. This is something that is so important to us, and it comes up all the time in conversations with other INFPs, is peopling. We are feelers, but we are not emotive, expressive feelers for the most part. Some of us have managed to figure it out, but we have a clash with extroverted feeling, which is the more proactive, the unifying envoy, as I call it, as a character within your psyche's questing party, your council of eight, your fellowship within your mind. It's the one that's like, hey, how you doing? And, you know, giving hugs and reading the room, reading the vibe. And we're not usually too attuned to that character. We live by the resonating soul, introverted feeling, one that checks in with our conscience, that makes evaluative decisions on like and hate. How much is this aligned with me? How much do I like this thing? How much do I hate it? And is a constant sifting and trying to understand our identity. And when we're talking about boundaries, boundary setting, as most people see it, is telling people, this is okay, this is not okay. Treat me like this, treat me not like this. In neurolinguistic programming, there's a phrase, you cannot not communicate, which means that no matter what you do, there is communication, whether it's physical communication, verbal communication. So going to the root of that is your self-talk. The boundaries that you set with yourself will impact how other people treat you. If you allow yourself to talk negatively to yourself, to say bad things to yourself, to say, I hate this emotional part of myself, this weak part of myself, part that can't get anything done. Why am I so lazy? Why am I so stupid? You're going to find the reasons for those. If you hate on part of yourself, then that part of you is not going to want to cooperate. They're going to be afraid of doing it. I've worked with many clients, and I'm not going to give any specific information here, who, when we do parts work, they have a part that has been like locked in a room that's in the corner, a lost child, a neglected child. And that child often doesn't want to join them, is hesitant of accepting the care and support from the grown-up adult version that is trying to help them. And that's really sad. And that is what's going on within you. And making amends with yourself, appreciating yourself in any way that you come, is necessary for creating boundaries with other people. The pirate captain cannot lead his or her ship with chaos and mutiny. You have to have everybody going in the same direction. Same with your parts. And if you assert yourself like that, and you are sure of yourself, then other people cannot treat you unfairly. They cannot treat you inappropriately. And if they do, you have more resourceful other ways of going about dealing with that and stopping it. But it starts with you. Next, pursuing passions leads to unexpected opportunities. Since I turned 18 in Japan, like I moved over here from Michigan on this adventure, searching for who I can be, what I can do for myself, putting myself in weird situations, weird contexts, lived in Korea for a year as well, way outside of my comfort zone. And that has led to so many unexpected opportunities. I guarantee if I stayed in Michigan, I would not be who I am today. I couldn't have been. Likewise for you, pursuing your passions with zealous fervor, unapologetic, full force, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to pursue my dreams, my passions, my creative projects with that excitement and curiosity is going to create so many opportunities for you. When you can't sleep because you're so excited to wake up and work on a passion project, that is when you're in your zone. That is such a good feeling. And if you don't have that, I highly suggest finding more passions by getting outside of your comfort zone, doing different random things, finding something that you like, and just doubling down on it, giving into it. Don't hesitate. Don't put your cat paw in the water and test it out. Like, actually just dive into it and see what happens. You will adapt. You will acclimate. You will cope. You will learn that you probably like it and that it is not an energy drain. It recharges you because you become more aligned with your soul through exploring, through doing things that are outside of what you know to be who you are right now. If you already know you really like drawing comics, then do it. For the love of God, do it every day as much as you can and study it. Take classes on it. Take courses. Get a mentor. Like, go full force into it. And if you don't, you're going to be stuck behind that wall, behind that door, always wondering what's on the other side. It's not a good feeling. Unless embracing solitude enhances self-discovery and renewal, rejuvenation. We're pretty good at this one, right? We're like, oh, okay, whew. All those other ones were difficult, but embracing solitude, I got it. But really, make sure that you create time for self-care and self-discovery. INFPs love to rediscover themselves. And doing it intentionally instead of waiting 10 years, getting distracted by all these other things, and then coming back to yourself and being like, oh, I actually liked doing that thing before. Why did I stop? Why did I stop reading? Why did I stop studying and creating? Intentionally setting time every day, every week for some solitude and self-reflection. Self-discovery through journaling, of course, is really helpful. Writing stories. If you don't have that time, you need to make the time because it's intrinsically tied to your INFP personality type and your dominant function. Again, introverted feeling, the resonating soul. Many people that I talk to, all different personality types, when they're depressed, when they don't have that spark, they've lost the meaning in their life, it's because they're not doing enough of their dominant function. That might sound weird, but leaning into that heavily is necessary. So get out there and go do it. Stand firm in your individuality. It's your greatest strength. It's necessary. Bring that into the world. Set your boundaries with yourself. Reteach yourself how to talk to yourself, and the environment will change. Pursue your passions full force and embrace solitude. Create time for yourself to reflect over who you are, who you want to be. That's how you rejuvenate your INFP spirit. And if you want more help, you want to go faster, you want to make it easier to do this, go to the INFP Masterclass, infp.geekpsychology.com. You can pick it up there and learn more skills and strategies and techniques, practical application of your personality type, so that you can get over those obstacles, so that you can wake up happy, so you can look in the mirror and say, I love myself, even if you don't like your personality type yet. Hope to see you inside. Good luck, have fun. Peace. Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.